Hello. We're going to go ahead and take a look at how the Li-Y spread works. And for this spread, we're going to be using the Unicorns of the Universe tarot deck. So with this spread, I'm just going to use it as a general reading, and we're just going to kind of take a look at where things are all overall for someone I know, and of course I'm not going to say who that is. And as I shuffle the deck, I'm setting my intention and thinking about this person and hoping to know whatever can be revealed in the reading that may assist me as a friend to know how I can best help them. So there's no hard or fast rules about shuffling. I think the important thing is to focus on the person and just kind of move the cards until they seem to feel right. So now that I'm done shuffling, I'm placing the cards directly in front of myself, or if I'm reading for somebody else, in front of the querent. And now I'm taking my left hand to cut the deck three times. And I'm going to restack those cards three times. I'm going to go ahead and see what's going on here. All right, so of course we've got to pull the Three of Swords in here, you know, have some heartbreak and betrayal and loss. Everyone loves to see that. This is a card that reminds us that part of life deals with suffering and pain, and that it's okay to open up to those emotions and that side of ourselves. So this person is really going through a tough time. And I feel like they could use some extra support right now. Three of Swords, this is the present concern or situation. This would talk about just feeling kind of down and out, feeling rejected, betrayed, feeling heartbroken, and just kind of struggling overall. Here we have the negatives and the positives. So Five of Cups is positive, so what's working well. And this card is about loss and rejection and going through some hard times. And we see this theme repeated. So with the reversal, this tells me that my friend, though he's going through a hard time, he is not letting it overtake him. He's not letting it bring him down. He's not completely giving in to a sense of victimhood. And I think that is wonderful to see. I think it shows a true testament to his character. Now, the area that is not working well, we see Seven of Swords. And we see a unicorn dragging a bag of swords away. So this tells me that there's something hidden from view. Sometimes this card can be about deceit from other people, but I think in his situation there is something overall that he is not confronting about this situation, either about how he feels or what's happened. And so this card is telling me he needs to be honest and he needs to make sure he is seeing how he truly feels, what his reactions are, and how to kind of best move forward and not brush things under the rug. Recommended action, we see the Sun, a card about vitality, happiness, health. So this is suggesting that he focus on his health, on vitality, on bringing out his gifts, his talents. You know, if you think about the zodiac, we always look at our sign based on where it is with the sun. And so the sun is about being who you are in the physical manifestation of enjoying your talents and feeling comfortable with who you are. So this person needs to focus on their health and happiness. That's our recommended action. And they've already made a good first step in not letting this heartbreak and sadness, not letting that completely overtake them. I like to see Queen of Swords in the final placement. This for me pairs nicely with the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords being about hidden truths or deception, and Queen of Swords really being a strong figure that is going to hold people accountable. So this would suggest to me that and also Three of Swords started the reading, so this is giving me a sense that justice will be served, truth will happen, and whatever and whoever caused this hardship for this person will have to deal with the consequences. Queen being the powerful female that can see injustice, to act clearly, confidently, boldly, and also communicate well. So it is also possible that this queen could be an external influence or person that will come in and help bring justice to the situation, perhaps a lawyer or attorney. That remains to be seen, but overall, Queen of Swords in my friend's favor is looking like there will be a resolution to this situation. All right, and there you have it, the Lie Why spread.